AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a good news, bad news kind of thing. The latest economic report, 223,000 jobs created in June, but here's our Mike Hempen. Well, Mike says that employers added 223,000 jobs, but one economist says the June jobs report was actually a pretty mixed picture. That report from Diane Swonk, the chief economist of
Mesirow Financial. Chief economist Diane Swonk says while the unemployment rate fell to a 7-year low of 5.3%, many people, especially teenagers, stopped looking for jobs and wages increased only slightly.
Overall earnings were very weak, in fact, rising only 2% on average hourly earnings from a year ago. That's a deceleration from what we've seen in recent months.
Swonk says she thinks it's too early to say whether the Federal Reserve will boost the key short-term interest rate it controls in September. A rate hike would lead to higher interest rates for mortgages, auto loans, and other borrowing. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Dow's been mostly up this morning, but just turned lower. It's down 2 points at the moment. There's no evidence of a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard, according to police, though somebody reported hearing what they thought were gunshots this morning. Our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
Officers swept the building after a call came in about shots fired in the same facility where a dozen people were killed 2 years ago. Washington police say there's no evidence of a shooting or anybody injured. Another official says no weapon was found and no arrests have been made.
It's over. A $19 billion settlement between BP and five states resolves years of legal fighting over the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The states are Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. This is AP Radio News. A Donald Trump beauty pageant bounced from NBC has found a new TV home. Our Warren Levinson is in New York with this.
The Miss USA pageant will be carried on the Reels channel, which reaches about 70 million homes. Reels CEO Stan Hubbard calls the pageant and its contestants an integral part of the American tradition. It will go on as scheduled a week from Sunday. Who will host, perform, and judge are another matter. The original hosts, Cheryl Burke of Dancing with the Stars and MSNBC anchor Thomas Roberts, have dropped out. Flo Rida, Natalie LaRose, and Craig Wayne Boyd say they won't sing on it. At least four of its five original judges have quit as well. The fallout from Trump's comments about Mexican immigrants goes beyond TV shows. Macy's says it's dropping Trump's menswear line. Warren Levinson, New York.
Two men are under arrest in Rhode Island accused of stealing bronze markers from veterans' graves and selling them for scrap. A scrap dealer called the cops on the two men. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.